HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
In the present circumstances, many businesses are migrating their existing workloads to the cloud, owing to the flexibility, security, scalability, and cost-effectiveness that the cloud offers. Now, most enterprises' needs are now steered towards breaking the cost and innovation rigidity and looking at advancements in the cloud deployment models. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure has been playing an instrumental role in helping organizations navigate these unknown waters and deliver the performance that they need. And today we have with us Kapil Makhija. He's the head of technology cloud at Oracle, and he'll discuss more about the company's cloud platform. Welcome to Mint Etcetera, Kapil.
Hello, Prasid, and to all our listeners today. Thanks, Prasid, for having me here. It's an excellent opportunity to share thoughts with the audience out here.
Happy to have you, Kapil. So tell me something. You know, over the last year, organizations have found it really difficult to sort of ensure business continuity. And they've all focused, you know, on this one aspect. As a result, they've not been able to focus on, you know, scalability because of all the things that happened because of the pandemic. How can the cloud platform help businesses prepare for the future that's coming?
You're right, Prasid. The reality today is that almost everything remains uncertain in this time of pandemic, and it is important to find clarity. In the current state of world, problem needs to be solved at an accelerated pace and with agility and clarity. I think businesses have questions that need both long-term and short-term answers. Like, they are anticipating, will my business performance rebound to where it previously was? How can I help my dispersed workforce stay connected and safe? They're trying to see what are the security risks that come with agile work experience and workplaces. They're concerned that will they be able to conduct the business the same way and ensure customer service and satisfaction. And definitely cloud plays a large part in answering these challenging questions. It also helps uncover opportunities to sort of enhance employee and customer experiences while supporting business sustainability and cost management. I think transition to cloud platform helps businesses prepare for the future. It's actually a mandate, not a choice anymore. We are working with many organizations in this regard. For example, one of our large customers from hospitality industry could stay afloat due to flexibility they got with Oracle Cloud Infrastructure to trim down on resources when business was down during those pandemic days. Now with OCI, they have the flexibility to scale down when demand is less during the pandemic and scale up resources instantaneously as their business grows so that their resources are optimally utilized. Similarly, one of the leading banks could manage its spiky workload of UPI transactions using Oracle Cloud, which otherwise would have been really, really difficult or maybe much more expensive, making it totally unviable for the business. So these references from hospitality and banking industry are just few examples, but organizations across the globe and in India are increasingly realizing that moving to cloud is the solution to most of the challenges they have been facing, and hence rightly embracing cloud at a much faster pace. That's it.
Great. Now, you know, when organizations move to the cloud platform, cloud sort of transcends different parts of the business today. And when they're, you know, accelerating their cloud migration, what should their focus be on? What is mission critical for them? How do they, you know, get the best price performance? How do they minimize the risk of security breach and so on?
You've touched a good point, Prasid. And organizations have realized that moving to cloud is a mandate and they can delay it to some extent, but cannot avoid it. Important parameters which they are considering while deciding about cloud are like superior price performance. They actually need a long-term partner who can provide better performance at much lower price to help reduce their cost of operation, improve agility, and make them competitive. They're also looking for cloud partners' commitment in their business. They are actually looking for financially backed SLAs, service level agreements, not only on availability of service, but on performance and on monitoring as well. Most, and in fact, all mission-critical applications cannot work if the cloud or infra is just available but is not giving desired or required performance. Only availability doesn't matter for any mission-critical application unless users are not getting the required performance. So that's really key. Organizations also want the cloud service provider or hyperscaler skin also in the game during migration. And that's an important part as things mostly fall between the cracks. Organizations today need a little bit of hand-holding to ensure they at least onboard their first cloud workload with ease and without too much of hassle and challenge. Also, I think all organizations have been spending on on-premise infrastructure since their inception. Hardware infrastructure has limited life, but software assets can be used till perpetuity. Return on investment is the key for customers. They need BYL options, bring your own license options, and also benefit on their existing investments while moving to cloud. So that's a key aspect today. Also, organizations need complete deployment choices, be it public cloud or private cloud within their firewall for regulatory or other requirements. Organizations are also looking forward to autonomous cloud services, cloud like a self-driving car, which does everything of its own without too much of human intervention. Now, all these things were missing links in the first generation cloud infrastructure. And because of that, customers have moved only maybe 20-30% of their workloads on cloud. And most of the mission critical and the business critical workloads are still on-premise. Customers are quite keen to move to cloud and exit their data centers. They want to focus on their business instead of spending time on undifferentiated tasks. I think these are the factors which customers have been evaluating and considering while migrating to cloud or embarking on their cloud journey.
And all of this is to build sustainability for the future, right? So how does the OCI, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, help businesses be sustainable for the near future?
Yeah, Prasid. So we at Oracle provide the solution for all the challenges organizations have been facing in the first generation cloud. Our cloud is designed for mission critical as well as cloud native workloads. It has core to edge security, off-box virtualization, compartment segmentation to ensure no noisy neighbor, and much more to ensure robust security and extreme performance. It offers much better price performance and considerably higher performance for same number of CPUs and storage across multiple workloads. Be it Oracle workload, non-Oracle workload, cloud native workloads, or mixed workloads, you get much better price performance in our cloud. Our network egress and storage costs are lowest in the industry, and customers are taking benefit of that. Network outbound cost is more than 70% lower than other hyperscalers, and network inbound cost is nil. It's free. Our prices do not vary as per region. It's the same price for that service across all data centers all over the globe. This is what any business would need: transparency and predictability. We offer complete choice of deployment location. Deploy in Oracle data center or customer's data center, that is within customer premises, within their firewall. We also offer autonomous cloud services to provide complete automation without manual intervention. And that too on per second billing. Services like Autonomous Database does self-patching, backup, retrieval, and all tasks related to database, minimizing DB efforts. It's a truly self-driving, self-repairing, and self-securing service. Financially backed SLA guarantee. Organizations today need lesser number of partners who can provide end-to-end services. We provide support across IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS, and being the only hyperscaler providing guaranteed SLAs across three dimensions: availability, performance, and manageability. We today have 30 data centers across the globe, including two data centers in India, one in Mumbai and one in Hyderabad, in two separate seismic zones to provide high availability and performance. We are adding more data centers every month, at least six more to be added in this fiscal itself. customers across all verticals are moving towards a cloud. In banking sector, biggest banks like State Bank of India, ICICI, Axis Bank, IDBI, PNB, and many more leverages our cloud effectively. In telecom, leaders like Airtel, Indus, BSNL, Vodafone leverages our cloud. In IT, ITS, Genpact uses our cloud integration services quite extensively. SCL, TCS are big users of our cloud. National Stock Exchange uses our cloud to run environment of their trading application. Biggest fertilizer company like IFFCO is exiting their data center and moving lock, stock and barrel to our cloud. PSUs like Niti Aayog, IOCL, Ministry of IT and many state governments use our cloud. Any vertical you talk about, top organizations in every vertical uses our cloud and are seeing great value in it.
Now, a lot of these businesses would be new to the cloud, right? And I'm guessing you're also getting new customers, plus there are companies who are on the cloud who are doing new things. So you guys would have to do a lot of going out of the way to support these organizations. Could you take us through what you are doing to go out of your way to support these organizations and how they can take benefit from that?
So Oracle Cloud Infrastructure is truly a second generation cloud. It provides all those benefits which I've talked about and much more over and above that. We are going that extra mile and out of the way to help customers in their cloud journey. We offer universal credits, and these annual universal credits enables customers to have the flexibility to use our cloud services at any time, in any region to deliver faster time to market. Universal credit offers some key benefits that can improve organizations' cloud experience. It provides a simpler buying experience. You can subscribe to a single set of credits for all IaaS and PaaS services. You are not locked into using specific service or subscription SKU. It gives you greater flexibility. Your universal credit can be used for any new service you use. You can expand to new workloads without going through another contracting cycle. We also offer cloud lift services to our customers without any cost. These services provide guidance from cloud engineers on planning, architecting, prototyping, and most importantly, managing cloud migrations. Organizations can move critical workloads in weeks or even days instead of months by leveraging these included services for customer tenancies. One of the biggest pain points of cloud adoption is the cost and effort of migration. To ease the process, our cloud lift services gives customers expanded access to technical tools and cloud engineer resources to quickly migrate workloads. We now offer these services at no additional cost to all existing and new cloud customers. As part of the program, customers will have access to cloud engineering resources for activities ranging from performance analysis, application architecture, hands-on migration, and go-live support. So we'll work with customers until their workloads are in production and help train their staff on best practices so they have the expertise to run the environment moving forward. Customers and partners are already seeing value in this new program and are getting through their migrations much faster. OSR, Oracle Support Reward, it's another enabler for our customers. With OSR, the more you use our cloud services, the more you save. It's simple. For every rupees 100 spent on OCI, you'll earn rupees 25 in support rewards. And if you are an unlimited license agreement customer, you'll earn rupees 33 for every 100 rupees spent on OCI. You can then apply these rewards to reduce your tech software license support bill even down to zero. Almost every customer of ours wants to take benefit of these rewards. And if you are also an existing customer and paying support, you can avail this time-bound offer. These are few of the several changes we are implementing to accelerate customer success on our cloud, and customers are seeing great value in it.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Kapil, for taking our time and sharing your insights on cloud strategizing with us.
Thanks, Prasid, for having me here. It was nice sharing thoughts with our listeners out today. Talk to you next time and see you soon. We are here to listen. Let's talk.
So as Kapil said, if you're keen to accelerate your cloud strategy, work on price performance and security, then get in touch with Oracle. You can simply check out the Let's Talk section on the Bring Your Data, Build Your Future page on LiveMint, or email at letstalk_in@oracle.com.
This episode was sponsored by Oracle. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.